Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Blue Room EWFC podcast with me, Peter McFarlane, and I am delighted to introduce a very special guest, an absolute Everton icon who has done something that most Evertonians can only dream of, scoring in the Kop End, in the Derby, at Anfield, a centre-half with magic in her feet, solid at the back, stops every attack, a leader on the pitch, and a firm fan favourite, the one, the only, the legend, Miss Megan Finnegan. Megan, how are we?
I'm good, thank you. All the better after that lovely introduction.
Oh well, Meg, I've got to make a fuss of you, haven't I? I've got to give you an introduction that, you know, that is up to your standards at the end of the day, which are so high. So just to get started, Meg, I think, you know, obviously you've been at Everton for such a long time. You're one of the stalwarts, aren't you? Really, you're part of the furniture at Everton. You know, you made your 150th appearance for Everton earlier on in the season. You just go from strength to strength every season. I've obviously been watching you for a number of years now, and you're just an incredible, incredible player. So during your time at Everton, you've obviously worked under a number of different managers. What's it been like working under Brian Sorensen this season? And you know, what has sort of been the difference, you think, or is there anything in particular that you can pinpoint to say what a difference he might have made for you?
Yeah, there's been a few. I think obviously the fact that he came in off the back of what was a difficult season last year, it has been a bit of a breath of fresh air, to be honest. I think the main difference for me would probably be his philosophy, in terms of it's just so clear. Like, I've never played under a manager who has had such a clear philosophy in terms of how they want to play. And don't get me wrong, like, at times it's hard to, because he's very tactical, and adapting to that change has been difficult, because there's a lot of tactical things that we've got to think about. But like I say, I've never played under a manager who kind of, I think, looks into that side of things as much as probably he does. And like, as a person, he's just a really chill guy. And I think the players that he's brought in obviously all understand the way that he wants to play as well. And I think, yeah, as a squad, we're all kind of, well, we seem to have gelled pretty well. So, yeah, it's all going good so far this season.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think as well, just from a fan's perspective, I mean, it's been great to see how much you've been enjoying playing under Brian as well. And certainly the style of football that he plays suits you down to the ground. You know, you're so good on the ball. You know, he likes to play a lot out from the back as well. So I think those sort of attributes that you bring to the team, it kind of brings out the best in you as well. And it's just great to see you playing with confidence and playing, you know, to the best of your ability. It's fantastic. But again, you know, you're having such an incredible season yourself, and the team are just having an incredible season. What do you think our realistic goals can be from now till the end of the season?
I think it's important not to, same as the start of the season really, we never set, you know, a definitive goal in terms of where we want to finish. But I think we set ourselves a goal when we came back from Christmas that, you know, we want to win every game. And I think, you know, in the league, we're in really good form right now. So, yeah, I don't know how many games we've got left. Was it like 10 maybe? You know, we can pick up a lot of points. And I think at the end of the season, we assess where we are. And then I think once we've had this first season kind of under our belts, then next season we can really kick on and hopefully set some, you know, more ambitious goals. But I think this season it's kind of just settling in as a team and working under Brian and kind of just building the foundations for us going forward, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, it's so impressive to see just how quickly the team have adapted and just how much improvement we can see in the side. And everyone, as I say, just looks to be enjoying playing the football, looking throughout the squad. There isn't a single player who I could point out to say who hasn't performed this season. Everyone seems to be working so hard. Everyone's playing well together. Even players who've come in and out of the side have come in and put in strong performances. But certainly two players in particular, you know, obviously touched on the fact that you've been here forever. Another player, Gabby George as well, good friend of yours. One of the things that always strikes me as well, when Sarah's my co-host on this, you see, and whenever she comes into Finch Farm, she always gets great footage of when you're training and all that. And you and Gabby always seem to be sort of together and having like loads of banter and stuff, don't you? And little things to the camera and all that. But, you know, again, Gabby's been there for such a long time as well. How great is it for you to have sort of grown into the side with Gabby and still playing alongside her, even if she is marauding up the left-hand side a bit more this time? This season,
yeah, I was going to say we've not actually played. I think we played alongside each other once this season, which didn't end too well. But me, Gabs is, you know, without a doubt, obviously my closest friend on the team because I've known her so long, and I think whilst I've obviously been here longer in terms of because I came through the academy, I think she kind of came up to the first team like the year before me, so. When I came up to the first team, I remember I was, 16? And I never used to speak. The complete opposite to what I am now, because I never show up now. But I was so shy. And she was kind of one person, I think, because we were, similar ages. And I think she says she took me under her wing, but I don't like to give her too much credit. But she did. She looked after me. And now, yeah, we've got a relationship where, you know, we take the mick out of each other a lot. We speak to each other a lot, you know, in and out of football. And yeah, she's one of my best friends. So it's great to see her doing so well this season. You know, I think her attributes, like physically, are obviously so good that she's really just embraced the wing-back role. You know, she's so, so strong, so athletic, you know, that when she starts, as you say, driving up that left wing, she's very hard to stop. So, you know, I'm pleased for her. You know, I was disappointed for her not to get the call up to the England squad, obviously this time, but knowing Gabs, I'm sure she will get there eventually. She'll keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, because I was having a bit of a Twitter meltdown when the Lionesses squad was announced, because I was absolutely convinced that she'd be in that squad. I think she fully deserved it. Certainly, you know, getting player of the month as well in January, scored an absolute rocket as well against Reading, wasn't it? An absolute rocket, peach of an effort. And seems to be, again, just like yourself, playing their best football, really enjoying it. We're Everton as a team as well, are performing so well. So for me, it was a massive shock. But on that subject as well, I was going to ask you this a bit later on, but I might as well ask you it now. In terms of your personal ambitions, because us supporters, you might have noticed we added yet another Megan Finnegan song to our repertoire when we were singing Megan for England. Now, on a personal level, would that be something that would be your ambition? And I mean, I'm going to tell you, I know you're modest, but I'm going to tell you now that I think that you are right up there in terms of the centre-halves in the WSL. And certainly, you know, the trajectory you're on in terms of your consistency at your age as well, with you know, you're only still a young player. Don't forget this, Meg, you're still young and you've played so many times for Everton already. Mm-hmm. What are your ambitions? Do you think you can crack that line as a squad at some point?
I did hear the shout. I think it was in the Birmingham game. I think I had a little chuckle to myself. And I think I laugh because, listen, like when I obviously played for England throughout all the youth age groups, and like the minute I made like my debut for the, I think it's the 16s at the time, like I said to myself, right, like my goal is to play for the seniors one day. And ever since kind of I've left the 23s, like making that jump, it's so hard. And I have to give credit to the rest of the girls, you know, playing in my position in the country, because I actually think centre-back's probably the most competitive position. When I look at other teams, I see how many young centre-backs there are. It's hard, but it's something that, look, I'll never give up on until the day I finish playing. I want to play international football at some point. So, you know, all I can do is focus on Everton, to be honest. And I, like you say, I feel like I'm in a good place. I feel like year on year, I feel like I'm developing. So, you know, as long as I'm consistent, then that's all I can do, really. And hopefully, yeah, maybe one day we'll get recognised. But like I say, they won the Euros last summer. So it's always going to be hard to break into the squad. But like I say, that's why I felt like Gabs has been in really good form, and I feel like there was a place for her there. But we'll both just keep on working.
It is right. Brilliant. And just to touch on the Euros very quickly as well, did you get to the final yourself? Did you manage to get to the to Wembley?
I did.
Brilliant.
I did. I was in the family and friends section. So I think I had like Leah Williamson's family above me, someone else's below, and they were literally just like nervous wreck the whole game. But I was just there like,
me and Sarah were in the gods right at the back, we were right behind the goal when Chloe Kelly scored the winner, so we were just going. I was a little bit further down than Sarah, so she was on literally the back row. I'd managed to blag a little bit further forward, but yeah, when Chloe scored, I nearly went over. the top tier. And then obviously at the end, I ran up to the top to go and find Sarah, and it was just incredible as well. And just to touch on Chloe Kelly as well, again, a former teammate of yours. What an incredible moment that must have been for you as well, just to see your friend, your former teammate, to bag that winner and to become an absolute legend of the game.
It was crazy. And I think, you know, during the summer, I became a real fan, you know, of the team. I was fully, fully backing them just because of, you know, it was amazing to see what it was doing for women's football. But then the other part of me, you know, because like I say, I was with their family and friends, and I'd played with like half of the team growing up. And yeah, I'm not going to lie, like part of me was very jealous as well. But I think for CK, yeah, that's crazy. Like I was watching the Brits the other night, and she's coming on and she's presenting an award with Liam from Little Mix. I'm also a big mixer, I'm not going to lie. I do love Little Mix. So I was just like, what's going on? This is crazy. But fair play to her, fair play to them all. And, you know, I'm happy for CK. Yeah, she'll never score a better, worse goal than that. You know? it wasn't the prettiest goal, was it? But they all count.
They all, especially in that game, they all count. Oh, by the way, slightly off subject, but I know in terms of your music, your musical tastes, I remember you mentioning a while ago that S Club 7 was like a favourite of yours when you were a kid. Have you heard the news today that they are reforming as the full original S Club 7 are reforming?
Yeah. I haven't seen that, but I've seen a picture of them, and gosh. Some of them don't look this way. They were my first concert when I was younger. I'm not sure I'll go to the reunion because, yeah. But,
Go full circle, no. You've got to leave the memory. What's that thing about dummy heroes? Yeah, just go. Just leave them in the past, maybe. Just keep that old memory in your mind. Yeah. But, yeah, we are going. Yeah, so Walton Hall Park. We're going to talk about Walton Hall Park now, obviously. It's our home. We absolutely love it. We've been enjoying it so much this season. Sort of following on from what we said about the Euros as well, in terms of what it's done for women's football and the women's game. Do you think that has had an impact on? Have you seen it firsthand as a player? You know, in terms of the atmospheres that you're experiencing this season, not just at Walton Hall Park, but away from home as well.
Yeah, definitely. I say it every time I do an interview, really. Like, it's crazy after a game, like how long it takes for me to get back into the changing room, because there's literally, I say that in a good way, you know, how many fans are wanting autographs, you know, little kids, I've never seen this in my life, but the last few games, there's been a couple of girls with my name on the back of the shirts. Oh. And I was just like, oh, that's crazy. Because, yeah, things like that are, like, surreal because, yeah, you never expect that to happen. But, yeah, I think, obviously, we love playing at Walton Hall, and I think the atmosphere really helps us when we play there. And it always feels full, you know, even if it's not, you know, a sellout, it always feels that way. But even when we played at Lee last week, they had like 5,000 there, so you can really see the impact that it's had. And hopefully they do just as well in the World Cup this year, and hopefully, you know, we can build on it again. But yeah, we love Walton Hall.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just so you know as well, you know, we're always in the thick of it in the singing section. We've got our drums and everything. Yeah. You know, we're always there. But there's actually a few other people who started joining in with us now. And one of them, there's this little girl who goes with her dad. And honestly, the whole game, she always gets us to sing Gabby George and Megan Finnegan. There are two. Yeah. So she honestly, it's like, and you can just hear her, and we always join in, you know, because it's like, you know, and she loves it. She absolutely, there's a video from that was on the FA Player where I think Sarah Holmgaard was coming on for her debut. And someone's down injured at the time. So the camera's like zooms in on us because we're all singing the Sarah Holmgaard song. And you can see like the kid, there's like a few little kids who were sort of sat around us, like dancing away and all that. It was just, and you look at that and you think, you know, even as a supporter as well, I mean, you make our life easy, especially the way you're playing now. It's because everyone's so optimistic, because everyone's enjoying what they're seeing as well. It gives us such a huge lift as supporters. And as this, you know, Evertonians, if we see the players fighting and giving their all for that shirt, that's what we want to see. We'll back you from the first minute till the last. And I think for me, it's been, you know, on a personal level, it's great to see the people are joining in with this and really getting on board with all of the singing and getting the atmosphere going. And I'm glad to hear that the players, you know, can feel that appreciation because you deserve it basically. So yeah, little message for the team there. Oh,
pass
chance.
It on.
Yeah. Pass it on. Pass that on there, Meg. In terms of chance as well, have you got any recommendations, any suggestions or requests?
Oh, gosh. Requests.
Requests, yeah. A song that you like.
I think I've told you before about when we went to the Under-20s World Cup, we had like a massive like parent following that came out, and they made one for me that was really catchy. I'm happy to sing it if you want. I'll sing it.
Oh, you can. If you want to sing, you can sing all day, Meg.
Thanks. There once was a girl called Megan Finnegan. When she plays, we're bound to win again. She will get the crowd to sing again. Good old Megan Finnegan, begin again. Ooh, and then everyone just
begin again. Oh, I tell you what.
So
right,
you
okay.
But no, you know, I think you guys are doing a really good job. Otherwise, you know, you just, I'm happy for you guys just to think of whatever. My three favourites are Ramsey in the middle of our goal. Lucy Graham, she's kind of ruined it a bit, but whatever.
Yeah, hope.
Yeah. And I love Nap's song, Knowing Me, Knowing You, because I love her. So whenever that comes on and I'm playing and I can hear it, I'm like, oh, don't get distracted here, man.
So we need to make sure if we ever sing that, it's not when you're on the ball, in case you start like giving it. yeah okay, well I'll bear that in mind. I didn't know that there was these things to think of as well when we're starting the chants. But thanks very much for the rendition as well. Last time I spoke to a couple of players, I had Lucy and Izzy on, and I ended up singing like loads of chants to them. Basically they had to guess which player it was, you know, it was who was involved, and you were one of them, and I think Izzy actually joined in with your chant, which was nice.
Really?
yeah which was nice for me as well. But yeah, we've got a new chant for you as well, which I think you've I think we sang it for you when you scored against West Ham. You had like four or five songs back to back, didn't you, that we were singing? You've got, okay if I sing it to you, you've got to do that. Oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah, and you'll know when it comes up. Okay, you ready?
I hope I do. I hope I know this song.
I'm gonna go.
Joe will. She says.
Okay. So it's woke up this morning feeling fine. We got Megan Finnegan on our mind. She is a centre half with magic in her feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We sing for Megan Finnegan every week.
Ah, nice.
I sing, and then we sing for Megan Finnegan every
Yeah.
week. See, it's catchy. I quite like that one. Yeah.
Who sings that originally?
Is it Beach Boy? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, by the way, while Joe's there, Megan, can you... Right, we were on our podcast a few weeks ago, right? And we put a request out that Joe and Sarah Halpin had to come and stand with us in the singing section and sing with us. And I was promised that they would. Now, for some reason, they didn't turn up. So can you pass the message? If Joe's in the room with you now, can you put that request out? You're going to pass that out. Because this has got to happen. I've already spoken to Julia, the stadium announcer. She is going to go on the tannoy and request that you join this, that they join the singing section in the next game. So
I can't see Joe joining, but I don't know why Sarah has not joined in. Like,
I
think Sarah could raise the decibels a lot, to be fair.
Have you seen Joe singing? Have you seen Joe singing? Whenever Sarah and Joe are going away, they always send me voice notes of Joe coming up with chants, by the way. So some of these chants are coming from Joe and Sarah, not just us supporters, you know. Brilliant.
I don't see this side of it.
Right. Moving on to the obvious, the best thing ever for me, and the best thing you've done so far, which was scoring in the Kop End at Anfield. Now, I'm just going to, like, as an Evertonian, that is something I could only dream of. It's something I've dreamed of plenty of times. It's the, you know, that feeling must have been the most incredible thing in the world. Talk me through that.
it's hard to put it into words, really. I think it's definitely, like, probably the highlight of my career so far. Like you say, it was a bit of a dream come true. I tend to not... as much as I do like to visualise, like, before I go into games, like, obviously, like, scoring or whatnot, but, like, right before the game, I try not to think about scoring, because then I never really score. So I don't know how, but I managed to just completely block it out for that game, and then 10 minutes in, I'd scored, and I was like, whoa. But I didn't realise until, like, because obviously you see me, I just run off, like, I just go mental. So I didn't actually clock at the time that it was, like, Kop End. So it was only until after the game, and I was like, oh, wow, like, I've actually just scored Kop End. But no, like, it meant the world. I still watch it back, I'm not going to lie. Every now and then, if I need a little cheer up, I still watch it back.
So do I, Meg.
Well, yeah. Every day, to be honest. No, I'm joking. But no, my whole family were there. Like, even my two nans came, and, like, they never come and watched me because... like, it's cold and that, isn't it? But, and it was cold that night, but they made the effort. So yeah, I was buzzing, and obviously I missed the game against West Ham before that through injury. So it was like, that was obviously my first game of the season. And I wanted to start it with a win, which we did. Clean sheet, goal obviously for me. So it couldn't have gone really any better. So it was a very proud moment.
Yeah, you should be very proud. And you had a little bit of a teaser just before that. You hit the shot from about 25 yards out, didn't you? You know, you were. It was like you looked like you were on a mission. But when that goal went in, it was just incredible. We were in the way, and obviously, I mean, we were going nuts. I've been to Anfield a lot, Meg, like a lot of times, right? And I've only ever seen Everton win twice. And the first time was when Lucy Graham scored, and the second time was when you scored. So you'll always have a special place in my heart for that, Meg. you'll always be an Everton icon, always. And that's why that game is the reason why we had to kind of change the lyrics to one of Lucy Graham's songs. You know, the one where we say, "Who put the ball in the Kop End net?" Used to be Super Lucy Graham, and now it's nearly half the team did. So with the next dart, like the big one that's coming up, so we're going to give this a plug. We want to encourage as many people to get down to Goodison Park, Sunday, 26th of March, 12:30 kickoff. Adults, £8 a ticket. Juniors and over 65s, £4 a ticket. Playing at Goodison Park for the Merseyside Derby, Meg. You've already done it at Anfield. You've already won it at Anfield. How much would it mean for you to win that game as well in front of the home support?
Yeah, I'm already starting, like, thinking about it now, to be honest. I know that you're supposed to, like, think too far in advance, but I think because we've not got a game in for a couple of weeks now as well. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's obviously very exciting. I played at Goodison a couple of times, obviously during my years, but never obviously had a derby there. We can't wait. And I think to do the double over them would be a real statement. I'm expecting it to be, I'm not saying it was easy at Anfield, because I thought we had to turn up and we played really well, but I think it'll be a tighter game because I think they'll have a point to prove and whatnot. But I just hope, you know, as you kind of just alluded to, that we can get as many fans as possible. Just get, you know, the atmosphere going, because like when I scored at Anfield that night, like I remember could hear the away end. I think we were right in front of the Liverpool supporters at the time. I was hearing boos and stuff, but I was just looking at it, to be honest. So as many people as possible, just to make for an amazing atmosphere, and then hopefully we will do the rest. And yeah, it would mean a lot.
Absolutely. Well, if I could, you know, have you got any ambitions to get a little goal in the Gladys Street?
I have, yeah, but I'm not saying it out. Well, yes, I have, and I'm just saying it out loud, but I'm gonna say it out loud again after this, okay, Pete? Because I don't like to jinx things, you know.
No, okay. Well, just I'll let you know where we're all sat as well for your celebration. You know, when you when you nod on in, because that's the other thing as well, Meg, is that, you know, your original chant, which is the one that we sing over and over again, is to the tune of "Go West," which obviously was Duncan Ferguson's chant. So when we decided on that chant being yours, there was a lot of like
similarities.
To be honest, it was like a bit of like a, right, you're gonna get big Dunks chant here, do you know what I mean? And for me, that he's like my all-time hero. So when you scored a header in the Cop against them, that was like a flashback to Duncan Ferguson. I was just so, yeah, but he also had a knack of scoring in the Gladys Street in derbies. So there you go. Yeah. That's the mission now, Meg. But most importantly, just go out there, perform, keep doing what you're doing, because you know you're having an incredible season. To be honest, you've been incredible for season after season. We obviously gave you a Spirit of the Blues award as well from the official supporters club a couple of seasons ago, didn't we? For anyone listening as well, Spirit of the Blues award is an award given specifically by the supporters club. So it's the Evertonians who are going week in, week out to watch the team perform. It's based upon not just the performances on the pitch, but also the person you are, the personality, how much you give to the team, how much Everton means to you as well. And someone who encapsulates, I can't even get my words out now, that Spirit of the Blues. And I think that award was pretty much made for you, because we wanted to make sure that you had that recognition for how much of a fantastic player you were that season, and how much of a great person you are as well. How much did that mean to you to get that award?
Yeah, it was lovely, I think. As you touched on, it was so nice to get the recognition, because, like, if I'm being honest, at the time, I felt like I'd had like my best season to date, and I didn't feel like I got the recognition off my teammates and stuff. Yeah, but you know, I didn't feel like I got the recognition, so it was lovely that the supporters obviously did that. And I think that was kind of my first season. I think I played like every game, and yeah, that was like the first season where I felt like I'd reached like consistency. And then from then on in, like, I feel like I've developed more and more. So I think that season was defining for me. And yeah, it was lovely. I remember getting back from our last game of the season at like 12 o'clock at night, and Julie Makin was on the car park at Finch with the award for me. I was like, oh, that's dedication, that is. But yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, Julie had to make sure that that she got it to you before the end of the season, didn't she? I remember that. She went right the way down to Finch. It was like, I can't remember where you'd been, but it was a late one, wasn't it? In London somewhere, yeah. But again, Meg, I think that just kind of sums up the feeling of the supporters to you, and how much we appreciate you, and how much we appreciate you, not just as a player, but also as a person. So from me and every Evertonian, just keep up the great work. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep going. You know, you've obviously fought so hard to get into that side. You've had to fight to keep your place, keep up that fight, and keep playing the way you are, because you're a fantastic person and a great credit to Everton Football Club.
Thank you, Pete.
And one last word as well, to ask people to get down to Goodison Park on the 26th of March, 12:30 kickoff, £8 for adults, £4 for juniors for the Merseyside Derby. We've also got a game against Aston Villa coming up at Walton Hall Park. Big one, that one. But Meg, one final word from you about the Derby. Try and push those tickets.
Everyone, just get down to Goodison to see an amazing Everton team play and hopefully beat Liverpool and get the bragging rights once again.
Is right, Meg. Is right, Meg. Nice one. Okay, Meg, well, I'll let you go. Thanks so much for your time. And I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Sports Social Podcast Network.